So my vision was to open a club and that I would have my records on a jukebox and people would come in and just be crazily happy to dance around the jukebox to my 45s. I did think that maybe once, maybe twice a week, I'd get live music in there somehow as well.
Now, how did that work out?
The first night we were commercially open for business, we had this kind of jazz blues band with people I'd run into years previously, and it was a great night. Then I started just being open with the jukebox, and I observed that we had no customers. Being a sharp businessman, I said, let's see, we fill the place with live music and no one comes without. So that's when I started, you know, looking around for bands that wanted to play.
What was the group or the person you wanted to get in there more than anything else in the beginning?
Well, the fact is, when I was 17, I had decided that I was going to open up a club someday and Bo Diddley was going to play there. But I thought that was a teen fantasy. So I guess that was my dream. I didn't really think that would happen, though, because it was really a small venue. It wasn't the type of place where you'd get national acts.
I'm guessing that it did happen, though.
Yeah, what happened is we just started getting more and more noted acts in there, and people would come to me. And the guy's name was Bob Sherman. He said he had connections with Bo Diddley. This was after we were open for 2 years, and that's what ended up happening only after 2 years of business. It was just a matter of that we had somewhat of a reputation already and paid the money. But I would like to describe the growth of bands in the downtown, because as I look back, what really happened was that the club was about two blocks up the street from the Shepherd Building, and in the Shepherd Building was a business called India Imports, which was the warehouse of clothing for Spectrum India. And it was a giant warehouse, and about 300 people worked in there for minimum wage. And they were all the hipsters and lost artists of Rhode Island, in my opinion. That's part of why I opened the club up the street, because I thought they'd come in and play foosball and drink beer. But as it turned out, there were many, many bands who some of the individuals worked at India Imports. So within a couple of weeks, we had full lineup of people who some of the band members worked up the street at India Imports.
You mentioned that warehouse there. What else was here in Providence at the time? What did this place look like in 1975?
Well, there wasn't much happening downtown. There were a couple of, there was like Winkler's Steakhouse. There were a couple of steakhouses, two Asian restaurants, maybe three or four kind of what you call men's bars, almost like what left over of the sailor bars from, I think, the 50s in downtown Providence.
So how long were you in this original location?
13 years.
And why did you leave?
I was asked to leave by the landlord.
Was it a matter of he was going to get more money from somebody else?
Yeah, what was happening is there was Boston people coming down and buying up property in Providence. But what had basically happened, it always happens, is so-called gentrification. Someone got it into their head to build apartments in that building because it was a big building.
So where did you go then?
Then, after a long haul, the club relocated up the street to the Peerless Building. The same thing happened up there. It was that after a certain number of years, the landlord saw that the upstairs was vacant, and he got into his head that he could build apartments upstairs. So he evicted me from that location in 1995.
And now you're at the old Strand Building. So how do you like that location?
I like it. I think it's very functional for concerts. I really love the first location the most.
So what about the future now? It's been 40 years. You want to keep going?
I appreciate the question. I'd like to. I'm really, really getting cranky. It's just so hard to deal with the daily emergencies. Anyone that owns a small business knows what I mean. Every day this stuff, it wears on you.
There was little sign of that wear and tear, though, when I ran into Rich Lupo at the Met, the club in Pawtucket that hosted Lupo's 40th anniversary concerts. This night, it was room full of blues and friends. These musicians all got their start years ago at the club in Providence, and they came back to celebrate. Al Copley, Greg Piccolo, Rich Letai, Ken Lyon, James Montgomery, and Duke Robillard, among many others. Lupo was touched.
I got to tell you, I'm elated because I love this band with all my might. I just do. I love these guys so much. And I feel that we're so indebted to them. And they're all like, I mean, Ken Lyon was about 76 years old or something. And he's still rocking. And these guys dedicated their lives. And I'm thrilled to be. I just love it.
Just like the old days, almost, huh?
I'm Chuck Hinman, Rhode Island Public Radio.